It's time for Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legends, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rutgers Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas.
Good evening, Saluki fans, and I'd just like to start off by wishing my baby sister, Courtney Seed, a happy 19th birthday. Happy 19th birthday, Courtney. Welcome back, Saluki fans. We are sorry we weren't able to bring you the Paris game Tuesday night. We were misinformed that it started earlier.
Yeah,
so
started at 5, and we were in West Union about a quarter to 6 and found out. So we just turned around
and came back, but Salukis came out on top 60-45 on that game. So they are now 17-8.
Yeah.
And Salukis are now back at home. Their second-to-last home game. Yep. It is senior night, though, and Salukis take on the Neoga Indians. Indians are
13-9. They beat North Bay the night by 10 or 12 points, I think it was. So,
but Salukis have a good chance. It seems like the Indians not very deep in their roster. But, I mean, anything could happen. It looks like size-wise they might match up a little bit better. And I think it's going to be a pretty good ball game. Yeah.
Last year they met at Neoga. It's the first they've played Neoga before. Neoga at one time, two or three years, played in the Capital Classic. And Red Hill played Neoga a couple of times in a section tournament. At one time here and also at Altamont. Last year's game at Neoga, Neoga won the game. I think it was 53-51 in overtime. Drew Moore had a shot at the end of overtime. I can't remember if it was to win it or to tie it, but it didn't go down. So Neoga won that game 53-51. But they're a 13-9 team. They've had some solid programs out of Neoga.
Tonight's pregame show brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Rob, kind of a bittersweet moment here tonight. Yep. It is the senior's second-to-last time playing on this floor, and Drew Moore has had a phenomenal season, so hopefully we can continue to extend that season, and he can help push the Salukis into regionals, postseason play, and maybe advance further and further, and hope maybe even see a shot at the state.
Yeah, that would be probably a long shot right now, but we get through the regional, you have to go through Fairfield and some places like that, but they'll find out next week who they'll play. One of the regional sites is Mount Carmel, and the other one I believe is Harrisburg. So depends where they get seated and things. But this group, when they were in the eighth grade, of course, Parker Havel, Connor McKinney, part of that, and they had success at that level, really all through junior high and high school in football and basketball.
And so, before we get to this game tonight, as Coach Havel always says, take it one game at a time. But the Salukis have shown they can hang with the KZs, they can hang with the Marshalls and the Fairfields and the Olneys. And I mean, they had KZ on their toes in the Little Illini.
Right,
and
they did. Yeah,
they were just that close of defeating them. So I mean, they have the potential to beat anybody this year.
They beat Marshall in the third place. They've had to lose to them twice during the season. So, you know, they're playing pretty good for them right now. The biggest concern probably is the lack of depth.
Yes, and I mean, they've got the size, they've got the skill. I mean, they've all been kind of meshing together and playing a lot better here recently, and they're just kind of getting settled in. I mean, I know it's late in the season, but they've been really, I don't know how I want to say it, kind of feeling themselves a little bit better.
Things coming together, you know, kind of gelling here at the end of the season. And they do have one more home game next Friday night. It'll be an LIC game against Robinson. So one more time to see them. And also, if we get to Tuesday night at Lawrenceville, it's a non-league game, but it's the rivalry game. It's packed the place tonight. sponsored by People's National Bank, and everyone gets in free.
So hopefully we can see you all there and pack the place on the Red Hill side. I'd like to say I'd be on the Red Hill side too, but I'm an Indian, so. Yeah. But
and Steve and Bill will have a game, so you can.
I'll sit back and kind of root for both teams under my breath. But we'll go ahead and send it back to the studio real quick. Pre-game show brought to you by Lazy A Body Shop and Carl Richard Memorial Hospital. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Attention, Lazy 8 Body Shop, interrupting for an important announcement. In the event of a collision, it is important to remember that your insurance provider does not own your vehicle. Don't let them choose a shop to do the work on your car. It's your choice. Choose a shop that has your best interest in mind. Lazy 8 Body Shop, Route 50, west of Sumner. Google us. Yes, I said Google Lazy 8 Body Shop, Sumner. It's your car and your choice. Lazy 8 Body Shop. Quality leaves no regrets.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Tonight's pregame show brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richard Memorial Hospital. Both teams out there warming up. Looking at past games, Rob, I haven't really seen Neoga play all that much. But, I mean, like we were saying, size-wise, they seem pretty good. And in the JV game, they defeated the Salukis 40-33. And that was a pretty close game the whole time.
Yeah, it was a 1-2-point game with about 2 minutes to go. And then Neoga made a couple free throws, stretched it out and got a couple layups after the press. They were able to make the press and scored. And Neoga's, they've got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. They've got 6 seniors on their squad. Now, how far the player that, I don't know. But last year was a tough game up there. The Salukis ended up losing, so they want to turn the tables on this Neoga team. Neoga new coach this year, Andrew Snow, his first year at the helm of the Neoga Indians.
And their JV team looked pretty strong and pretty stout. To be honest, number 55, he's a sophomore, Isaac Walk. He was really controlling the boards down low and really using his size. Yeah. I mean, he's a pretty burly kid, and I mean, he just took to the basket. Granted, the JV, they don't have much size, but height wise, they kind of matched up a little bit. But size wise, Walk was just kind of taking them to the hole and controlling it.
And I'm not sure if those numbers correspond with some of the JV, but you look at Isaac Walker, he was 6'1", but they don't have any weight. 220, 225, it looked like. So if that's the case, he's a good-sized boy. So after tonight, we'll have 4 games remaining. They'll be at Lawrenceville on Tuesday night, then host Robinson on Friday. Final week of the season on Tuesday. They'll be in a non-league game at Edwards County. And close the regular season on the road in conference play at Florida, take on the Florida Wolves.
So it's going to be a not an easy lineup after this one, but
this isn't easy here either. So
it's going to be a fun one. It's going to be fun to see how Salukis go around in this final bout of games. Since I mean, they've pretty well seen everybody with the exception of Neoga, and played them at least once far this season.
They played Robinson. They haven't played Edwards County, but they played Edwards County. I think they played Neoga, Edwards County during the summertime, I think like that. And they haven't played Florida yet, but they're familiar with Florida because in the same league you see them play. And a lot of times you don't know what they do over the summer, but I think Brian said they played Neoga this summer or something like that. So it's nothing. I'm totally unfamiliar.
But, I mean, looking at the Indians lineup, their tallest kid is 6'3", and that's number 15, Trevor Fletcher. He's one of the 6 seniors. And other than that, there's another senior, 6'4", Mitchell Cornell. But other than that, they don't top 6 foot hardly.
No.
But, I mean, they're pretty tall roster compared to the Salukis, where they range from 6'6" all the way down to 5 foot. And I mean, it's going to be a tough matchup, but Salukis have got their quickness and good ball movement. Yeah. And with McKinney, Havel, and Moore, who can hit it from just about anywhere on the floor, and even Nathan Worth pulling up from 3-point range.
And I said, outside of Allen and Worth, they don't have a real big team. Moore's 5'11". McKinney, they list him at 5'10". Havel 6'1". So still not a lot of weight there, although Drew's a pretty good size boy. But so we'll just have to see the lineup that Coach Andrew Snow will put out there for his Yoga Ball Club tonight.
And as you said, Saluki's coming off a third-place conference, LIC conference victory over the Marshall Lions. And also Lawrenceville brought home some hardware.
Yeah, they did.
Fifth place over, I can't remember who it was.
Robinson. Robinson in overtime, I believe.
So both teams brought home some hardware last week. It was a good win for Lawrence County both ways. And hopefully, and the Salukis, prior to that, they had already had two tournament first place victories. So they've had a good handful of hardware this season.
And that's just the highest they finished in the conference, the tournament, for quite some time, third place. So a lot of times they've been in that consolation bracket. But so they had to, we had some things going for them, and they keep that going, because I don't think Joe was any stronger than Marshall or anybody like that. But still, you can't, you know, look past anybody. You're playing at home. You want to perform well in front of the home crowd. So,
and as pregame winds down, it was brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richmond Memorial Hospital. We'll send it back to the studio for a commercial break and be right back with starting lineups and tip-off time. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board-certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
This Tuesday, People's State Bank presents Pat the Plunge. The Lawrenceville Indians will host the Red Hill Salukis in boys basketball this Tuesday night, and you get in free. Lawrenceville and Red Hill High School Fellowship of Christian Athlete Groups will be hosting a food drive at both schools leading up to the game, and ask that anyone coming to the game bring a food item to donate to Fish and Loaves. Everybody gets in free thanks to People's State Bank.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer, and always give praise.
Saluki fans, where the Red Hill Salukis are taking on the Neoga Indians, and the Indians over at the Lawrenceville side taking on the Olney Tigers. So if we are at break, go ahead and slide on over to Light 103 to tune into that game to see how the Lawrenceville Indians are doing. Now I'm going to send it over to Rob for the starting lineup for the Neoga Indians.
Let's see how they come out here. Yeah, they're going to go with Chase Benning, 5'11 junior. Levi Peters, a 6'1 senior. Reese Johnson, a 6-foot sophomore. And I didn't catch the other two out there, so.
Looks like number 33 and 40, Trevor Roy and Mitchell Cornell.
Okay.
Head coach for the Neoga Indians, as you said, fresh Andrew Snow. JV coach is Ben Gertz. Fresh soft coach, Brett Harmeyer. And manager, Evan Henderson. And now the starting lineup for the Red Hill Salukis. As usual, though, we'll stick with their original starting lineup. Announcing the seniors first, it looks like. Or no, they just announced Nathan Worth first. Nathan Worth, Drake Allen, Parker Havel, Connor McKinney, and Drew Moore. Head coach for the Salukis, Brian Havel. Assistant coaches are Gene Allen, Stacy Moore, and Eric Adamson. So So Saluki's matching up pretty well with both starting lineups. Yep. Cornell at 6'4 will more than likely be jumping against the 6'6 Nathan Worth. Again, tonight's pregame show was brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. As the Red Hills Saluki cheerleaders finish up their pregame festivities, we are just moments away from tip-off time. Pretty big crowd here tonight. Yeah. As we were talking before the game, I was saying that almost seems like it's homecoming. Everybody's here. Just almost half the town of Bridgeport, yeah. It seems like.
Yoga didn't have a very large crowd, but that's kind of understandable for the trip that they have to make. So,
and I was wrong about tipping off for the Indians. It will be number 13, Levi Peters. Peters and Worth in there to tip off. Worth tips it back to Havel, stretches up and pulls it down. Havel guarded there by Banning. Havel brings it back right side, hands off to McKinney. McKinney left side to Moore. Moore gets a screen from Allen. Moore all by himself on the line. No good off the mark. Stretching up for the rebound. Cornell pulls it down. Passes up court to Banning. Banning calling in the play, guarded there by McKinney. Passes off there to Johnson. Johnson left side to Roy. Roy up top to Banning. Banning looking inside, nobody there. Passes off to Johnson. Johnson's going to back it back out, guarded by Havel. Right side to Banning. Into the corner to Roy. Roy over to Cornell. Cornell drives the lane and is fouled on his way up. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul will go against number 20, Nathan Worth, his first, team's first, and first of the game.
Mitchell Cornell at the line shooting two for Neoga.
Cornell made the first one. First point of the night and first point for Cornell. Cornell getting set at the line. Shoot his second on the way. Got it to go. Hit them both. Indians take an early lead 2-0 over the Salukis.
Looks like they're in a man-to-man defense.
Havel brings it up. Picked up there at half court by Banning, goes left side to McKinney, up top to Moore. Moore looking inside. Allen guarded closely, gets it over to Havel, goes up, no good. Allen gets the rebound, puts it up off the glass, and good. Just a minute away and tied up at 2-2. Right side to Roy, cross court pass to Banning, down low to Cornell. Cornell bringing it back up top, guarded by Worth, gets it to Johnson, pulls up, no good. McKinney streaks away with the rebound. Right side to Havel, who's going to pull it for three. Buries it. Salukis take the lead 5-2. On a three-pointer from Parker Havel. Johnson right side to Roy. Roy brings it back up top. He's going to pull it for three. They're going to call it a two. Looked like his foot was on the line. 5-4. McKinney bringing the ball up court. Gets it right side to Moore. Moore guarded there by Roy. Left side. Swings it around to Havel. Havel bringing it back up top. Pump fake. Goes into the corner to Allen. Down low to Worth. Back out to Moore. He eyed the three. Passes back off to Havel. Bringing it left side. Going to drive right down the middle. Pass it out to McKinney. Pump fakes. Drives inside the lane. Back out to Havel. He's going to pull up from the corner. Off the mark. No good. Worth gets the rebound. Backs out to McKinney. They're going to reset the offense. Moore from the left wing. Drives inside from the free throw line. Got it to fall. 5:45 to go here in the first quarter. Saluki's lead at 7-4. That was Peters came around, missed the layup. Banning for three, no good. Cornell with the rebound, no good. Allen batted around. Rebound comes to Johnson. Johnson inside to Peters. Peters goes back to the basket, no good. Banning on the rebound, no good. And a whistle blows. Foul will go against the Salukis, number 10, Parker Havel, his first, team second. 5:26 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis lead at 7-4. Ball inbounded there to Roy, I believe, and he is called for a travel as he was caught up in some traffic.
First turnover of the game for either team.
Little pressure put on there by the Indians, but called back. McKinney bringing the ball across the timeline, right side to Moore. Moore on the right wing, pump fakes, drives right side, goes baseline, puts up a floater, count it,
and one. Three or four times and rolled in, yeah.
Foul goes against Indians number 33, that is Trevor Roy, his first, team's first. Moore at the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Free throw on its way. No good. Off the mark. Allen gets to the rebound. Back up top to McKinney. Pump fakes. Drives the lane. Puts it up off the glass and got it to fall. 11-4 in favor of the Salukis. Johnson brings the ball to the court. Passes off to Cornell. Cornell drives the lane. Puts it up. No good. Havel stretches up for the rebound on the breakaway. It's 1-on-4. Passes off to Allen. Allen goes baseline. Puts it up off the glass. Got it to fall. Salukis on a run here. 13-4. 4:45 to go. Johnson left side to Banning. Banning back up top to Roy. Roy into the corner to Cornell. Almost lost it there. Back up top to Banning. Banning drives right side. He's going to go all the way. Pulls up for 3 foot out. No good. Moore comes away with 3 rebound up court to Havel. Havel coast to coast and up and in. And Coach Snow wants a timeout. We'll take one too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis leading it 15-4. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. 4:25 to go as we come out of the timeout here in the first quarter. Saluki's leading it 15-4. Johnson goes right side to Roy. Roy brings it back up top. Over to Peter, swings it around back to Johnson. Johnson dribbling out near the left wing, pulls up for three and buries it. First points in about 2 minutes for the Indians. McKinney's going to bring it across the timeline, goes left side to Allen. Havels going for the back door, hands it out to McKinney, pulls up for three, no good. Allen goes up for the rebound and will be called for a foul.
That'd be his second. No, he's first.
Yeah, that's Allen.
Yeah, Nathan Bush had the other one, didn't he?
Yep. Team's third. Ball will go the other way. Johnson will bring it up the floor this time. Go right side. Guarded there by Parker Havel. Dribbled out near their left wing. Gets a screen from Peters. Passes off. Swings it around to Banning. Banning gets a screen from Cornell. Stopped and swings it back around right side to Johnson. Johnson trying to drive. Trying to get a good look and ball movement here. Banning on the left wing. Pulls up for three. No good. Moore comes away with the rebound. Looking up court quickly, gets across the timeline, left side to Havel, jump stop, pulls up, buries the three-pointer, 18-7, 3:20 to go here in the first quarter. Johnson, he's going to pull up from the red line and drains it. Nice answer back by the Indians. 18-10, McKinney gets it across the timeline, gets a screen from Worth, goes right side, shut down baseline, back up top, swings it around to Moore. Moore out near the volleyball line, left side to Havel, inside to Allen. Allen backing up Peters, back out. Moore from the corner, no good off the rim. Gets his own rebound as it careens away. Into the corner from Havel, drives inside, puts it up, no good, but fouled on his way in. It will be on the floor. Foul will go against the Indians, number
40, Mitchell Cornell.
I believe so. We had Allen up there, they didn't really have to change it. As the inbound came in to Drew Moore, no good on the shot. Banning comes away with it, brings it across, gets Roy into the corner. Cornell pulls up for three, no good. McKinney stretches up for the rebound. On the breakaway, gets it across, pulls up at three-point line. Right side to Moore, swings it back over to McKinney in the left side corner. Down low to Worth, back up top. McKinney going to drive the lane, finger roll, no good. Peters gets away with the rebound, and McKinney tried to steal it away, but Roy picks it up. Roy brings it across the timeline, guarded by Allen, tries to go to the basket. Cross court, back over into the hands of Banning. Looked like he traveled.
Yeah.
Cornell down low, back up top to Banning. Left side to Roy. Roy pulls up for three and buries it. 18-13 with 1:55 to go here in the first quarter.
And they're not afraid to fire for three, either is Red Hill. So,
Havel left side to McKinney. McKinney brings it back up top to Moore at the top of the key, guarded by Roy. Down low, tipped away there by Cornell, I believe. Allen back out to McKinney. Cross court pass to Havel. Havel out near, going to reset the offense now. Going to dribble right side, cross up, Banning, down low to Allen. Allen going baseline, puts it up, no good. Cornell stretches up, gets the rebound, hands it off to Johnson. Johnson brings it across the timeline quickly, goes right side, tipped away, out of bounds by Havel. It will stay Indian basketball.
Yeah, three threes so far.
And they've all been back-to-back, it seems
three,
like.
They're three out of seven, but...
Right side to Johnson. Johnson pulls up from the right wing and buries another three.
That's his third. He's three out of four.
Just like that, the Indians come back within two, 18-16, with just under a minute of play left.
It was 18-7. He's hit three threes.
Moore hands it off to McKinney. It looks like they're going to do a little three-man weave action here. Havel going to bring it back right side, hand off to Moore. Moore picks it up. Going to hand back off to Havel. Gives him a screen over to Allen. Allen baseline. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes to Peters. Peters screaming up the court. Allen stretches up. Picks him back up. Ball swings around to Banning, who's going to pull it from the left wing. No good. Worth stretches for the rebound. Outlets to Allen. 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. He's going to slow it down. Pass off to Havel. Havel's going to drive the lane. Put it up off the glass. Count it. And one. 24.5 to go. Havel drives the lane and draws the foul.
That's 10 for Havel so far.
Foul will go against number 40. That is Mitchell Cornell, his second, team's third. Havel misses the free throw. Cornell gets the rebound. Hands it off to Johnson. Johnson will slowly bring it up the floor with 18 seconds to go. Brings it across timeline. Havel giving him some room. They're going to run some clock here. Spreading it out a little bit. 10 seconds to go. Still hasn't made a move. Five. Now he's going to call for the screen. He's going to pull it from the volleyball line. No good. Rebound. Tipped around and no shot as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Red Hill Salukis lead it 20-16 over the Neoga Indians. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
The biggest variety of real country music. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. Classic country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend.
Hi, this is Debbie Beatles, Assistant Security Officer at Citizens National Bank of Albion, with more tips to help you prevent debit card fraud. Guard your debit card account and PIN number. Certainly do not give your PIN number to anyone over the phone. Always check your printed or online bank statements for unauthorized charges. Contact your bank immediately if your card is lost, stolen, or subject to fraudulent activity. Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top. At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the break, the Indians start the second quarter of action out with the basketball. New into the game is number 30, Keller. Keller and... another new one, I believe. As ball is loose, Allen picks it up. We'll get those players relayed to you as soon as we can. McKinney passes off to Havel, drives the lane, out to Allen, swings it around. McKinney drives the lane, puts it up, off the back of the rim, got it to fall. Johnson up court to Peters. Peters over to Keller. Keller up and in off the glass. Keller fresh off the bench. That is number 30, J.C. Keller. 6 foot senior with his first 2 points of the game right off the bench. Also, who checked in between quarters, number 24, Chase Lanham, a 5'11 senior, as Moore drives the basket right side up and in. 24-18 with just under a minute gone from the second quarter. Johnson gets it across to Roy inside to Lanham. Lanham up, no good. Comes away in between the legs of Moore. Ball still not picked up, finally picked up by Peters. Johnson's going to pull up again from the top of the key, just in front of the volleyball line. Somebody put the fire out on this kid.
You got four threes now.
24-21, Indians knocking on the door of the Salukis. Left side to Worth. Worth looking into Havel. Nobody there. Gets it up top to Allen. To McKinney from the right wing. No good. Missed 2 3-pointers so far. Johnson brings it up across the court. Havel trying to reach in, and he will be called for his second foul. Havel's second, team's fourth. 24-21 with 6:20 to go. And it looks like Nathan Worth may have got a cut or something over there. Got him a Band-Aid. Looks like a little princess Band-Aid down there,
yeah.
Maybe.
Daisies and flowers or whatever, you know.
Right side, Roy. Roy brings it back up top to Keller. Keller, left side to Johnson, gives him a screen too. Indians getting some good ball movement, trying to spread the Salukis out a little bit. Keller, left side to Lanham. Lanham up top to Peters. Peters to Johnson. Johnson guarded closely there by Moore. Back over to Roy on the right wing. Roy guarded by Havel, trying to make a move. Drives the lane. Called for the travel, finally. Looked like he was going to get away with it.
Looked like he stumbled a little bit going to the basket. Third turnover for Nioga.
McKinney.
Leads by three right now.
McKinney will bring it up the floor with 5:45 to go. Left side to Moore. Moore gets a screen from Allen. Dribbling out near. Almost left all alone. Right side to Havel. Down low to Worth. Worth up strong and in for two. Worth using that height a little bit. Cornell is out of the game right now. And Johnson pulled up again from the volleyball line. No good as Havel screaming down the court with the rebound. No good. Put up a shot. But fouled on his way up. He will go to the line to shoot two. That foul will go against the Indians, number 33. That is Trevor Roy.
It's his second.
Team's fourth. With Parker Havel at the line to shoot two here. First one on the way. Got it to go. As Keller will check out, Banning checks back in. Got a nice little rest there. Tonight's game brought to you by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. As Havel makes the second one, the score is now 28-21 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Peters drives all the way to the basket, got it up and in off the backboard. Did a little Euro step in there to dribble around Allen, got it up. McKinney gets it across the timeline, lobs it over, gets it to Moore. Moore drives right baseline, no good. Johnson comes away with the rebound, rushing down the court, gets it to Banning. Banning from the corner, no good. Moore gets the rebound, and a foul will be called as Moore was trying to go coast to coast. Foul will go against number 24. That is Chase Lanham, his first, team fifth. McKinney will inbound from just in front of his bench. Gets it to Havel, back to McKinney. Picked up at half court by Banning. Goes right side to Havel. Havel fakes right, goes left inside to Allen. Allen going to spin inside the lane, drive right to the basket, put it up. No foul called. Lanham gets the rebound. Johnson up to Lanham. Lanham goes right to the basket. No good, but fouled on the shot. He will go to the line to shoot two.
The foul's going to be called.
And a score update from the Lawrenceville site. Olney is over the Lawrenceville Indians. 8-6. 4:28 to go. Lanham at the line, shooting his first one. No good.
There's a second foul on Drake Allen. Cameron Ray coming in for... So he's replacing Allen. Free throw.
And that is the end of the first score for the Lawrenceville Indians. Olney Tigers. 8-6 in favor of the Tigers. 28-23. Lanham's second one. No good. Worth with the rebound. Outlets to Moore. 4:25 to go. Moore brings it across the timeline. Goes right side. Drives right to the lane. Puts it up. No good. Yeah. Worth stretches up for the rebound. Puts it up. No good. He will go to the line to shoot two. Foul will go against number 20, Reese Johnson. His first. Team sixth.
That's already 14 rebounds for Red Hill. 10 for Johnson. Yoga.
Worth at the line for the first time. Makes his first free throw. Gets a shot at a second one to make it a 7-point ball game as he makes it. 30-23 with 4:15 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Johnson, left side to Roy. Roy, back right side to Peters. Peters guarded by Cameron Ray. Into the corner to Banning. Banning's going to bring it back up top, reset it to Johnson. Johnson directing some traffic, gets a screen from Peters. Peters rolls to the basket, shut down by Ray. Roy with the basketball now, right side to Lanham. Lanham up top to Banning. Banning looking inside, goes left side, into the corner to Roy for three. No good. Banning gets the rebound up top to Johnson. Johnson tried to dribble, stolen away by Moore. Moore running down the floor, and he's called for the double dribble.
First turnover for the Salukis.
Looked like he was going to go all the way, yeah. But the Indians just a little bit faster that time down. Indian basketball, Johnson has been the point man all night with 3:35 to go. 30-23 in favor of the Salukis. Roy with the basketball, double team there. McKinney steps in front of it, stole it, and yeah. Traveled. Yeah. Referee's calling the whistle quick.
Each team gets a turnover there. So that was a hustle turnover by Salukis with McKinney. He was able to get, but really never could get in balance after he got the ball.
Johnson brings it across timeline, right side to Roy. Roy takes his dribble, picks it up, passes off, swings it to Banning. Banning up top of the key. Johnson with it again, brings it back up top. Getting some good movement down there on the floor. Guarded by Worth, passes off to Lanham.
I thought he was going to pass to the official. Looked over there, he was the only one standing there.
Fake the pass, went right side. Banning back up top to Lanham. Lanham left side to Roy this time. There's somebody over there, so he could pass it. Roy drives the lane. No travel call again. They're getting pretty close, to it looks like, from up here at least. Shot missed. Ray got the rebound and takes it all the way down. Missed the three-pointer. It will be turnover. Salukis. And a timeout called. We'll take a timeout, too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. Salukis leading it 30-23 here in the second quarter. Back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
The Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic now offers expanded services with extended hours. New hours of operation are 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Thursdays. Lab services are available Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until 3 p.m. Health clinic services include WIC, family planning and birth control, immunizations, drug testing, TB tests, and labs. The Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic is on Country Club Road in Lawrenceville. For more information, call 618-943-3302.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the timeout, Indians have the basketball. Banning with it, brings it back up top, looking inside, goes right side, swings it to Johnson. Johnson down low to Peters, driving inside, up off the glass, no good. Tipped around, Moore comes away with it, screaming down the court, drives inside the lane, picks it up. McKinney with it now, pulls up for three, buries it. McKinney starting off with his first three of the night. Peters quickly down to the other end of the court, missed the layup. Worth got the rebound. Up court to Havel. Havel going right to the basket. Finger roll, no good. Johnson on the rebound on the breakaway. Driving left side. Tried to push into Worth. Peters with the rebound. Got it up and good. Under 2 minutes to go. 33-25 in favor of the Salukis. McKinney brings it across timeline. Guarded by Banning left side to Ray. Ray gets a screen from Worth. Hands it off to McKinney. McKinney pulls up for another three. He was feeling it as he buried it. Yet another three-pointer back-to-back. Peters driving all the way down. Puts it up. Got it to fall from 2 foot out. 36-27 with a minute and a half to go here in the first half. Moore slowing it down a little bit. Brings it across the timeline. Into the corner to McKinney. He's going to pull up again. Just short. Banning comes away with the rebound. Passes off to Roy, swings it over. Peters hands off to Johnson. He's going to pull up from the right wing. No good as it bounces over the backboard. Out of bounds, it will be Saluki basketball.
Well, Peters was 3 of 5 the first quarter, shooting all on threes. This quarter, he's got 1 of 4, 1 of 3 on three, so he's got to 12 points, but cooled off a little bit.
As Banning and Lanham check out, Keller checks back in and making his first appearance, number 31. Not sure who he is, but I'm sure he loves his mother, in the words of the great Scott McCallum. Henry also checked in there, goes left side to McKinney. McKinney down low to Worth. Worth looking inside, drives the lane, puts it up, no good, but fouled on the shot. He would go to the line to shoot two here.
And I think probably Parker Havel probably came out, didn't he? Because Parker's got two fouls.
Yes.
So Henry came in for him. There's Worth at the line, 4 points.
Foul goes against number 13, Levi Peters, his first, team seventh. Worth makes the first free throw, makes it a 10-point game with 50 seconds to go. Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion. And Worth buries the second one, hits them both, 38-27, 45 seconds to go here in the first half. Johnson walks it across the timeline, goes right side to 31, to Peters in the corner, up to Keller. Keller up top to Roy. Roy crossing up Henry, drives the lane, stolen away as he lost control of the dribble. Moore going coast to coast, no good on the shot. Ball tipped around and out of bounds. It will be Indian basketball. Banning checks back in with 27 seconds to go as Roy takes a seat. 38-27, 27 seconds even to go. Indians with the basketball. Keller inbounds it to Johnson. Johnson's going to walk it up the court. Moore's going to give him plenty of room. Not going to let him shoot the three. He's going to extend it out to that volleyball line. He remembers he hit it a couple times there.
And they're going to try to run the clock down here. Radio has the ball for the second half at the present time.
8 seconds to go. Moore steals it away. He's going to go all the way down. Finger roll, no good, but fouled on his way up. Moore will go to the line to shoot two with 4 seconds to go.
He's at two or three of those breakaways where the ball just isn't a little bit short or too high, but he gets fouled this time. Drew has 6 points.
Moore at the line to shoot two here. He's already hit, I believe, two free throws so far as he hits another. 39-27 the score. 4 seconds to go here in the first half. Moore at the line getting set to shoot his second free throw as he makes it. Full court pressure put on by the Salukis. Keller gets it in at half court to Peters. Brings it across, down low to 31, puts it up off the glass and in. Off the bench as time expires, number 31 makes his first two on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis lead it going into halftime, 40-29. We'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend. Well,
for the weather to change. Embraugh Federal Credit Union knows this time of year is when you start thinking about the holidays, family reunions, celebrations, getting set for visitors, and holiday road trips. Don't let a cranky car ruin your holidays. Come to Embraugh Federal Credit Union first for a brand new car or truck loan. We have great rates, and the process is fast. Visit AmbraughFCU.com. And it's so easy to become a member of Embraugh Federal Credit Union. Call today, 618-943-2913. Member NCUA.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Close Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, here at halftime, where the Salukis are in the locker room up 40-29 over the Neoga Indians. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. Well, Rob, it's been an interesting first half. Saluki started out down 2-0 off of some free throws and then quickly came back and scored multiple points there and then hit another bucket from the field, and then Salukis just kind of went on a stretch of scoring there.
Well, like you said, the Salukis were ahead 5-4, went up 15-4, but Reese Johnson did three threes in the first quarter, and Red Hill led by 4, 20-16 after the first period. Second quarter, Red Hill got Parker Abbott, two threes for Red Hill in the first quarter. Then Connor McKinney hit a couple threes for the Salukis in the second quarter, and they hit some free throws. They were six from the free throw line. Johnson cooled off to just 1-4 that quarter for Neoga. So the Salukis built up. It's 40-29. The largest lead was 40-27 right before Levi Peters scored right before the end of the half. Got the lead back to 11. The Salukis about rebounded Neoga 17-13. They've committed just two turnovers to 7 for Neoga. Free throw wise or field goal wise, Red Hill is 14-31. They're 6-8 from the free throw line. Neoga is 11-29 and 2-4. Parker Havel has 12 from Red Hill. Connor McKinney has 10. Nathan Worth, 6. Drew Moore has 8. And Drake Allen, 4 for their 40 points. For the 29 for Neoga, they're led by Reese Johnson with 12. Levi Peters has 6. 5 for Trevor Roy. And 2 points apiece for Mitchell Cornell, J.C. Keller, and number 31 has 2 points. So, you know that name. Salukis' biggest lead was 40-27, the 13-point lead, I think, right before halftime. It's 40-29 here at the break. And to start the third quarter, Red Hill has possession to start the third quarter. That can be key if they can score here and stretch to an 11-point lead to over 13. They've been playing well, only two turnovers. And for three-point-wise, Parker Havel hit 2 of 3 in the first quarter. McKinney was taking 5. He's at 2 of 5, and his came back-to-back.
Reese Johnson, he had multiple threes back-to-back and then had a few that were just intermittently whenever he felt like he was warming up. And it seems like his range is honestly anywhere on the floor.
Just across the timeline. Yeah, he had 3 in a row there in that first quarter. Trevor Roy had a 3. Then so they've hit 5 threes in the ball game. Red Hill has made 1, 2, 3, 4. Red Hill's got 4 threes, but they've been in the free throw line a few times. And they've got rebounded. Yoga 17-13. So Yoga team, scrappy team. They like to shoot the ball. They're not real big, but then the Salukis aren't a big team either. But they'll get the ball down the floor in a hurry, and a couple times Red Hill's been able to beat them down the floor.
And that's a look at your halftime stats. We'll go ahead and send it back to the studio real quick for a commercial break and be right back with a look at the second half and then the start of the second half. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bo's Pizza. Well, Rob, looking at the second half, the Salukis are going to have to keep putting it to the Indians. I mean, they're up 40-29, but it was a tough haul just to get to that 40-29 differential. And
well, anytime a team like New York that shoots threes and things like that, you know, you get back in the ballgame pretty quickly. You can get out of a ballgame pretty quickly, but you get back into a game real quickly. So I guess what we have to do is extend the defense a little bit. They haven't hurt them a whole lot inside. So, you know, we'll just have to see what happens there.
And Salukis maybe not really changed much up, but they're just going to have to look out for the Indians here in this second half and really press on Reese Johnson, as we've seen his range from anywhere, like you said, across the timeline on down.
And he's a sophomore, 6-foot sophomore.
So he's going to be a force to reckon with here in the near future. Also, a score update from the Lawrenceville site. 21-14 in favor of the Olney Tigers at halftime.
Olney 21, Lawrenceville 14.
So if you're interested in listening to how that game's going on, tune in to Light 103 to check out the Lawrenceville Indians taking on the Olney Tigers. We're back in action here as the Red Hill Salukis start off the second half of action here with the basketball. Kenny hands off to Moore. Moore drives right to the lane, dumps it off to Allen. Allen goes up strong and in off the glass. First 2 points by the Salukis. Peters goes down the court quickly, went baseline, stepped out of bounds. Quick turnover there by the Indians.
Yeah, Drew got to take the lane, but defense came to him, and Drake was open.
49 quickly. McKinney brings it across, picked up by Banning at half court. Moore with the basketball brings it left side to Havel. Havel going to drive inside the lane left side, puts it out to Allen. Back up top to Moore, trying to spread it out, get a good shot, really work the defense here. Right side to Havel, brings it back around, little three-man weave action. McKinney jump stops, passes off to Moore on the right side, drives the lane up and in off the glass.
This time he was able to take it all the way, but he didn't collapse as much.
Johnson brings it down left side, tries to drive the lane, brings it back out, stolen away by Havel, picked up, outlets to Moore, thrown away into the hands of Cornell. Moore was trying to pass it off to Allen. Johnson pulls up for three and buries it. But just before that, Moore had it. Looked like he was trying to fast break, pass it up to Allen, and just lost control of it, and it spun into the hands of Cornell. McKinney with it now, drives the lane out to Moore. Pump fakes, drives the lane here, puts it up off the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound, put back, and fouled on the way up. Moore will go to the line to shoot two. 6:38 here in the third quarter to go. 44-32 on the Best Way Express scoreboard.
Third foul on Mitchell Cornell.
Moore at the line to shoot two more free throws here tonight. First one on the way, no good, off the side of the rim. Looks like both sets of starters are starting out the second half here for both teams. Moore's second one is up, off the front of the rim, no good. Peters drags down the rebound, outlets to Johnson. Johnson quickly brings it up floor, pulls up from the volleyball line, banks it in. Johnson, two back-to-back three-pointers to start off the second half. 44-35. Somebody put this kid out as Havel pulls up for three, in and out, no good. Cornell comes away with the rebound, hands it off to Johnson, brings it across the timeline. Got to stick close to him. Drew Moore guards him all the way, drives right to the basket, puts it up and in. That's 8 points for Johnson here so far in the second half. Moore drives the lane and is called for the charge.
His first foul. And Saluki says that's 8 points in a row. Was 44-29. Now 44-37.
Johnson brings it across the timeline. Picked up by Havel this time. Right side to Banning. Banning drives baseline. Goes all the way. And McKinney will be called for the foul. That will be Connor McKinney's first foul. Team's second here in the third quarter.
Chase Banning at the line shooting two. Gets yet to score this game.
Banning's first one. Got it to fall. Saluki's kind of unlucky here at the start of the third quarter. A couple fouls called quickly on them, and Indians on a 9-point run here. Second free throw is good. 44-39. Allen inbounds to Moore this time. He's going to pass off to McKinney, brings it across the timeline. Goes right side to Havel. Havel drives the lane, puts it up off the glass, got it to fall. 5:38 to go. Johnson breaks away after the inbound. Goes right to the basket. And in. Havel back-to-back field goals there. Johnson brings it up court. Step there by Havel. Passes off to Cornell. Screen goes all the way to the basket. Puts it up. Five. No good. And that's Peters on the ground. Good. First Cornell. Let's go here in the third quarter. McKinney brings it across the timeline. Right side to Moore. Moore guarded by Roy there. He's going to take a screen from Allen. Allen's going to flash through the lane. No good. Havel pulls up from the top of the key. No good. Ball creams away to Banning. Getting it up the court slow. Well picked up by Moore. Drives the lane. Out to Peters. Peters back to Roy for three. No good. McKinney comes flying in for the rebound. Brings it up across the timeline. At the top of the key with the screen from Worth. Drives right side. Back up top to Havel. Havel going to hand it back off to McKinney. Side goes back up top to Moore. Over right side to McKinney. Back to Moore. Pulls up for three. No good. Off the mark. Moore tracks it down. Gets the rebound. Back up top to McKinney. McKinney guarded by Banning. Takes the screen from Worth. Worth could have been wide open, flashing through the lane. McKinney flies through, no good on the shot. Cornell pulls. Allen, ball on the floor. McKinney picked it up, throws it away. Havel picked it up, and a foul will be called for Havel. Not sure how that was a foul, but they were both on the floor going for the ball, but they're going to call a foul on Havel.
I think he kind of dove for the ball, maybe. That's his third.
Coach Havel not happy about that, trying to argue with the refs about it. That is Parker's third foul and team's third. Right side to Banning. Banning steps left. Goes over to Peters. Peters to Johnson. Johnson drives left side. And another foul will be called against the Salukis.
Then on Moore his second? Yes.
Moore's second foul as Johnson will go to the line to shoot two.
I didn't think he was in shooting, but evidently they're going to call him shooting.
48-43, 3:35 to go here in the third quarter as Johnson makes his first one. Johnson at the line shooting two. Tonight's game is brought to you by KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, and Rutgers Candy. As Johnson makes the second one. Coach Havel wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. Salukis lead at 48-45, back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination, and when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rutgers Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. As we're coming out of the timeout, Johnson made his two free throws, pulled the Indians back within three. They were down
15, 44-29.
And
somehow Johnson's just been lighting it up, and he's got most of their second half points here. Right side to Moore. Moore takes the screen from Allen. Flashes through the lane. Moore picked up his dribble. Passes off to Allen in the corner. Allen looking to his side. Drives the lane. Passes out to McKinney. He's going to drive. Tipped away. Johnson gets the steal. Quickly up court. 2-on-3. Drives the lane. Puts up a floater. Got it to fall. 48-47. Within one now with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Moore brings it across the timeline. Dribbles left side, picks up his dribble, gets it to Havel, drives baseline, count it, and one. Havel will go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. That foul will go against number 13.
Levi Peters,
his second.
That was
second.
One of those situations where Havel takes it to the basket. If he gets called for a charge, that'd be his fourth foul.
Havel makes the free throw, gets a nice roll there. 51-47, Johnson brings it up the floor. Stops at the volleyball line. Moore might want to extend that defense a little bit.
Once he's dribbling the ball, you want to get him so he can drive to the basket either.
Johnson goes left side. Allen picks him up. Pulled up from the free throw line. No good. Moore saved it into Banning. Stole it again. Picked it up. Allen finally gets in control of it. Back to Havel. Havel brings it across the timeline. Dribbles left side. Out to Moore. Moore pump fakes, drives the lane, threw a couple defenders, got the roll, in for two. 53-47, this crowd comes alive. Right side to Banning. Banning guarded by McKinney, inside, stolen away through the hands of Peters into Allen, coast to coast, up and in, off the finger roll. 55-47, just under 2 minutes of play here in the third quarter. Banning right side with it. Goes cross court to Cornell. Cornell takes his dribble, goes right side, swings it to Banning, pulls up for three, contested, no good. Allen gets the rebound. Outlets to Moore. He's going to slow it down a little bit. He's going to bring it across the timeline, pull up for three, no good. McKinney stretches up for the rebound, gets it, put back, got it to fall. Just kind of stood there underneath the basket with two defenders and threw it up. Johnson brings it across, all the way in, no good. Passing in the corner to Roy, cross court to Peters, down low to Cornell, no good from the eight-footer. Moore gets the rebound up court to McKinney, right wing, three, no good off the mark. Cornell flies in for the rebound, hands it off to Johnson. Slukey's back up by 10, 57-47, pulls up from the volleyball line, missed that one. Allen comes away with the rebound with just under a minute to play to go. Moore on the right wing, back up top to Havel. Havel's going to drive left side all the way to the basket, no good. Cornell on the rebound, outlets to Johnson, up court to Peters. Peters all the way to the basket, got it to fall. Havel inbounds it to Moore, is going to slow it down. Havel telling him, take one shot. 33 seconds to go, 57-49.
Well, they've got the lead from 15-9 to 2, but then Riddle quickly went up to 10, so.
Not sure how that happened. I looked up at the board. They were up by one, and now it's by eight.
Yeah.
So 18 seconds to go. Havel just standing out there with the basketball in front of their bench. Happy with running the clock out. Moore comes and gets the ball. 10 seconds to go. Guarded out there by Roy. Flashes him off. Drives left side. Passes out to McKinney. 5 seconds to go. Puts up a floater. Count it. And one. McKinney with 3.7 to go makes that eight-footer and gets a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play.
Well, and Banning is first.
McKinney at the line to shoot a free throw. 49-49 and missed it off the back of the rim. No good. Cornell with the rebound, and Moore will be called for a reach-in foul.
That'll be three and Drew.
Drew's got to be careful here. 1 second to go here in the third quarter, but got the whole fourth quarter to play.
He and Parker each have three fouls, so.
Got to be careful. Indians have the basketball out near midcourt with 1.3 to go in the third. Cornell gets it in to Roy, pulls up. No good as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis lead it going into the fourth quarter, 59-49. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Hello, this is Gina Sims, compliance officer at Citizens National Bank of Albion, with more tips to help you prevent debit card fraud. First, memorize your PIN number. Never store your PIN with your card and don't make it available to others. Keep your receipts. You'll need them to check your bank statement. And mark through any blank spaces on debit slips, including the tip line at restaurants, so the total amount cannot be changed. If you have questions about debit card fraud, feel free to give us a call. We are here for you at Citizens National Bank of Albion. No better banking. Member FDIC.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, as we get set to start the fourth quarter of action and hold those fours nice and high. Saluki's lead at 59-49. Indians will start out the fourth quarter of action with the basketball. Whole other 8 minutes to go. It's going to be a long one. Indians are knocking at the door every second of each quarter, and Saluki's just managed to pull away in the closing minutes. And anything could happen here. It's a nail biter, that is for sure.
Well, it's kind of weird. Quarter right away, it got up 15. It's got to 1, and then now it's 10. So it's going to that 1-3-1 zone. Crap.
Roy on the right side goes in the corner to Banning. Back up top to Roy. He's going to dribble left side to Johnson. Johnson picked up by, looks like a 1-3-1 zone,
yeah,
here by the Salukis. Banning brings it back up top, left side to Roy. Roy picked up his dribble inside to Cornell. Cornell picked up. Up top to Johnson from the volleyball line. Put this kid out, man. He is just pulling up. Contested, uncontested, hitting threes left and right.
I don't know if you shoot like this all the time, but if you don't shoot like that all the time, you want to be able to come down to this gym and shoot a lot more.
59-52, Worth inside. Takes his dribble, drives the lane, travel. And called for the travel. Not even a minute gone here. And the Indians are on the board first here in the fourth quarter. Johnson brings it across the timeline slowly. Passes left side to Roy. Roy brings it all the way to right side. Drives the lane. Knocked away by Allen into the hands of Havel. Havel bringing it up quickly to Moore. Down low, up. No good. Cornell flies in for the rebound. Hands it off to Johnson. Johnson brings it across the timeline. Left side to Banning. Banning out on the left wing, down low to Johnson, baseline, tries to go, and...
Oh, by McKinney, I believe.
McKinney will be called for the foul.
His second team, sixth or seventh, I'm not sure.
Sixth.
Everybody put it up on the board, so next will be 1-1.
Ball inbounded to Roy, right in front of the basket, stolen away by Havel. Havel goes coast to coast, and no good on the shot, as Johnson will be called for the foul. Havel will go to the line to shoot two.
His second foul. Center upset, or Parker upset that ball didn't fall for him there.
Havel at the line shooting two free throws. First one, got it to fall. Checking into the game. Cassid is number 24, making a second appearance. Chase Lanham. Havel at the line. Second one on its way. No good off the rim. Cornell stretches up, gets the rebound. Hands it off to Johnson. Johnson brings it across the timeline, gets a screen from Cornell. Left side to Banning. Banning dribbles inside, down low, through the hands of Peters, out of bounds.
Now 15 turnovers.
Saluki's leading at 60-52 with 6:25 to go. Tonight's game brought to you by Rutgers Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, and WTHI TV 10. McKinney bringing it up, picked up at half court by Banning. Goes right side, hands it off to Havel. Havel going to bring it around, pass off to Moore. Left wing pump fakes, drives the lane, pulls up from the free throw line, got it to fall. Extends it back to 10, 62-52. Peters back to Johnson, almost lost it there. Brings it back up top, throws it away, out of bounds. Good defense there by the Salukis. It will be Saluki basketball. And Coach Snow wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. It's a full timeout. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Just under 2 minutes gone from this fourth quarter. Saluki still up by 10, 62-52. Had the ball at midcourt. Allen will inbound to McKinney in the backcourt. Brings it across the timeline, guarded by Banning. Goes left side. He's going to hand off to Havel. Havel's going to drive inside the lane, pass out to Moore. Moore brings it back up. Going to cross back up, go to Worth in the corner. Bring it back up to McKinney. Reset the offense. Goes right side, hands it off to Moore. Moore brings it around, little three-man weave action. Havel takes it all the way around. Almost lost his dribble, passes out to McKinney. McKinney guarded by Johnson, goes left side to Moore. Moore picked up by Lanham, drives inside the lane, jumps, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes away to Cornell, up court to Johnson. Johnson left side to Lanham, drives the lane, aim, called for the travel. Thought he could get away with it that time, but ref was looking right at him. Lanham checks out. Roy comes back in. Not much bench action from the Saluki since the first half so
Cameron
far.
Cameron Ray's only once been in there.
And Henry has been in there. Havel drives the lane, passes out to Worth into the corner to Moore. Quickly picked up there by Roy. Brings it back up top. Flashes off Worth. He's going to hand off to Havel. Havel's going to drive left side, and Roy will be called for the foul.
His third. Team. What was their fifth? They put him up to his fifth. So it'll become more valuable. The Salukis have a bonus.
Allen will inbound to McKinney in the backcourt. McKinney will bring it across the timeline, guarded by Banning. Goes right side, gets a screen from Worth all the way to the basket. Tried to throw it to Worth inside.
They're going to call Worth in at last?
And they're going to say last touch by the Salukis.
I didn't think that. I thought I got knocked away from Nathan.
So Johnson will bring it up for the Indians. Left side to Roy. Roy calling for a screen. Brings it all the way to the right side. Down low to Peters. Peters pushes off McKinney. Puts up a shot. No good. McKinney gets the rebound. Hands it off to Moore. Moore will bring it across the timeline slowly. Calls in the play. Dribbles left side inside the lane. Pulls up from the free throw line. No good. Moore just unlucky on his last few attempts. Peters, back to Peters, as Johnson falls to the floor, taking Havel with him into the corner to Peters. Peters back to Cornell. Cornell cross court to Roy. Roy pulls up for three. No good off the mark. Allen comes away with the rebound, saves it from going out of bounds into the hands of Cornell. Cornell from the corner at cross court, stolen away by Drew Moore. Coast to coast, nice and easy, up and in for two. 64-52 with 3:50 to go here in the second half. Johnson drives right side into the corner to Cornell for three, buries it. Cornell has an answer back, pulls back within nine. Moore brings it across the top, going to bring it up court, hand back off to Havel in the back court. Change up plays, and Havel will be called for the charge.
That'll be 4,000, Parker.
And not sure how some of these fouls are being called, because it really didn't look like a charge, but I know they've changed up the rules a little bit here and there, but it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, if I maybe use his shoulder. But
Johnson dribbling out near the timeline. Havel giving him some room. Johnson goes right side into the corner to Cornell again for three, no good. Through the hands of Peters. Cornell gets his own rebound and will be called for the foul.
Four Cornell.
The seventh team foul. Or it should.
It is six.
Thought it was seventh there. Ball inbounded to Havel. Quickly getting it up court, driving the lane right to the basket. No good. That will be the seventh team foul on the Indians as Havel.
We'll get two anyway. They've gone this way.
Havel will go to the line to shoot two. Foul will go against number 13, Levi Peters, his third. 3:07 to go here in the game. 64-55 in favor of the Slukies. Havel at the line to shoot two. First one on the way. Got it to fall. Nothing but net. Tonight's game brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippet Sweet Teas. Havel's second one in and out. No good. 10-point lead remains. 65-55. Johnson quickly up court left side to Roy. Roy drives the lane, poked away into the hands of Worth. Worth outlets to McKinney, up court to Moore. Moore into the lane, puts it up off the glass and in. 2:50 to go. Slukies slowly pulling away, but Indians staying right there with them. Roy drives right side, brings it all the way over to Cornell. Cornell goes baseline, puts it up off the glass, no good. Peters gets the rebound, ties it up. Havel gets jump ball. Slukies ball off of that jump ball. 2:36 to go here in the game. 67-55. Some full court pressure put on by the Indians. McKinney looking to get it into somebody. Gets it into Worth. Worth back to McKinney. McKinney will bring it up across the timeline. Nobody guarding him there. Banning finally steps up. Goes right side to Havel. Havel inside to Allen. Allen hands off to Moore. Moore is going to drive right to the basket, puts it up and in off the glass. Moore having a good night so far, 2:15 to go. Ball quickly up to Roy, spins right into the lane, and will be fouled on his way up. He will go to the line to shoot two. Foul goes against number 20, Nathan Worth, his second, team's eighth. Roy at the line to shoot two here. 2:12 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard.
By 14.
Roy's first one, no good, off the front of the rim. Roy at the line, he gets two this time down. Missed the first one, 69-55 the score. Second one on its way, got it to go. Full court press put on by the Indians. McKinney will inbound the ball, gets it into Havel. Havel trying to break this full court pressure, guarded by Johnson the whole way up. Picked up by Banning as well. Double teamed into the corner to McKinney.
Looked for the three, but pulled it out. The clock goes under 2 minutes.
Drew Moore dribbling right side, right into the lane. Puts it up off the glass. No good as it rolls off.
Somebody just kind of roll off there, but he's got fouled.
He will go to the line to shoot two more free throws on the night. Drew Moore so far having a phenomenal night. And that is Mitchell Cornell's fifth foul as he will foul out of the game. Coach Snow will go to the bench to that number 31 whose name we just don't know. And as I said before, in the words of the legend Scott McCallum, I'm sure he loves his mother. I always told him I would say that at least once in my broadcasting career. Moore's first one got it to fall. 70-56, 14-point lead. 1:54 to go here in the game. Drew Moore at the line. Second one on its way. Got them both. Extend it back to 15 now. Johnson bringing it up the floor. Havel picks him up at the volleyball line. Dribbles into the corner to 31. 31 cross court to Roy. Roy into the corner to Banning. Banning down low to Johnson. Johnson loses it through his hands. Worth picks it up into the hands of McKinney. Banning's going to stay with McKinney all the way up the floor. Moore out near the timeline. Dribbles left side, drives the lane, dumps it off to Worth. Worth puts it up, no good. 31 gets the rebound. He'll bring it up the floor. Across the timeline to Roy. Roy drives the lane all the way to the basket, up and in. And Coach Snow wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrough Federal Credit Union on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Slukies lead at 71-58. Back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Slukie Basketball right here on The Legend.
The Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic now offers extended services with extended hours. New hours of operation are 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Thursdays. Lab services are available Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until 3 p.m. Health clinic services include WIC, family planning and birth control, immunizations, drug testing, TB tests, and labs. The Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic is on Country Club Road in Lawrenceville. For more information, call 618-943-3302.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the timeout, Indians have just scored. Salukis have the basketball, full court to go, full court pressure put on, ball inbounded to Havel, and he is fouled. Almost could have called that intentional there.
I think momentum just carried him into him a little bit harder than what they wanted him to be.
Foul will go against number 31. That'll be his first foul, team's ninth. Havel will go to the line. He will be shooting 1-1 bonus with 1:16 to go. 71-58 the score. Havel's free throw got it to fall. He gets the second. 16-point game now. Havel at the line looking to extend that out a little bit more. Havel's second one on its way off the front of the rim, just short. Roy gets the rebound. He quickly goes up court, tries to drive the lane. Hands up, high, no good on the shot. Havel pulls down the rebound. Going to bring it up court, and Peters will foul Havel this time with 1:05 to go. Havel will be shooting two.
And that's four fouls, I think, on Levi Peters. And this quarter, Johnson had 14 points last quarter. He made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He was 5 out of 7. He made a 3 to start this third quarter or fourth quarter against his own. Has not taken a shot since then.
Howell's first free throw, got it to go. Checking into the game, number 24, Lanham. Also, number 30, J.C. Keller, as Banning and Peters take a seat. Ray will also check in as Connor McKinney will check out for his, not his final time on the home floor, but here on senior night. Yeah. Nice little send-off there for him. Fans standing on their feet. Havel makes the second one. Ball inbounded to Johnson. He will bring it across the timeline. Goes right side to Roy. Roy back to Johnson. Johnson into the corner to Keller for three. No good. Allen stretches up, gets the rebound. He'll bring it up himself. Bring it across the timeline. Pull it back out. Dribble out near the timeline. Stolen away by Roy, going coast to coast. Got it to fall. 74-60.
Drake won't pay any attention there. It's kind of...
Havel gets the inbound with 35 seconds to go. Guarded there by Peters. And timeout called by Coach Havel. He's going to get some more subs in as get the seniors out for the final time here on senior night. 34 seconds to go. Fans will stand on their feet as Havel and Moore will check out of the game for the final time here on senior night. Coach Havel is having a talk here with his seniors out on the floor here in this timeout. We'll keep it here. I'm sure he's saying, I'm proud of you guys. You played hard all season. All have played hard for these last 4 years.
24 for Havel. 22 for 16. 22 for Moore. 14 for McKinney. The three seniors leading the way. 22, 24, 14. What is that, 60 points there? Approximately of your 74.
Also checking into the game for the Indians as Lanham and Keller are still out there. Number 41, don't have a name for him, 21. Might be Trenton Moore, but not sure. But it looks like a JV guy, so we'll say Trenton Moore, Lanham, Keller, 31 and 41. Allen will inbound at midcourt, gets it into Henry. Henry in the backcourt with 30 seconds to go. Brings it across the timeline, guarded by 31. Dribbling out near the volleyball line, passes right side to Allen. Allen hands it off to Ray. Ray guarded by Moore. Dribbles left side out near the volleyball line. Crosses up Moore. Loses it, but Henry picks it up with 10 seconds to go. Goes right side to Benson. Benson will bring it back up top to Ray. Ray out near the volleyball line with 5 seconds to go. Puts it on the floor. And as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard, Salukis win it here on senior night, 74-60. Great send-off for the seniors here. Yep. They do have one more home game, however.
That's right against the Robinson Maroons, yeah.
So we will be back in 2 minutes with post-game stats and player of the game and words from Coach Havel. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
This is where the country legends live. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Attention, Lazy 8 Body Shop, interrupting for an important announcement. In the event of a collision, it is important to remember that your insurance provider does not own your vehicle. Don't let them choose a shop to do the work on your car. It's your choice. Choose a shop that has your best interest in mind. Lazy 8 Body Shop, Route 50, west of Sumner. Google us. Yes, I said Google Lazy 8 Body Shop, Sumner. It's your car and your choice. Lazy 8 Body Shop. Quality leaves no regrets.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming to some Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Johnson deal. Cause a Johnson
Salukis win it here on senior night, 74-60 over the Neoga Indians. It was a great win and a nice send-off for those three seniors, Connor McKinney, Parker Havel, and Drew Moore. Great way to end the season, and couldn't have been to a better team. And Neoga Indians, a very nice team, a lot of young talent for the Indians, so they will definitely be up and coming and a very tough team to compete with.
Especially this Reese Johnson, sharpshooter. Like I said, he had 28, 29 points in the ball game. So,
and standing at a 6-foot sophomore, like you said, I'm sure he's got a lot of room to grow, and he'll probably put some meat on his bones, and within the next year or two, he'll probably be pulling up from the other side on the free throw line.
They just toss the ball into him, let him shoot it.
But let's go ahead and have a look at those post-game stats.
Okay, the Salukis had 29 rebounds to 31 for the Yogas. So battle of the boards about even. Difference in turnovers, Red Hill had 8. The Yoga had 20. They had 13 in the second half. From the shooting-wise, Red Hill, I had them 27 of 36, or 56, rather, just a little bit under 50%. The Yoga 22 of 52. And from the free throw line, Red Hill 14 of 22, and Nioga was 7 of 10. As far as the individual scoring for Nioga, Chase Banning had 2, Levi Peters 8-29 for Reese Johnson, 10 for Trevor Roy, 7 points for Mitchell Cornell, 2 points for J.C. Keller, and 2 for number 31. For Red Hill, they were led by the three seniors, all the three senior double figures, Parker Havel with 24, Drew Moore 22, and Connor McKinney with 14. had 6 points for Nathan Worth and eight for Drake Allen. The Salukis led 20-16 at the end of the first quarter, increased the lead to 11-40-29 at the half, had a 15-point lead at 44-29, but behind Johnson, who scored 14 points in the third quarter, cut the lead to one at 48-47. But the Salukis, after a timeout, regrouped and went up 12-2 run, about 59-49 for three quarters. Johnson's three at the beginning of the third quarter cut it to seven, and I think that's as close as they got to get within nine once or twice, but as soon as they were able to answer everything there in the third quarter and fourth quarter for the victory, so they win it by the score of 74-60. Ridgeon now 18-8, and one of the goals of Brian Havel since the beginning of the year was to maybe have a chance of winning 20 games. They got four games to go in the regular season, plus the postseason game, so that's still within reach. They're 18-8, and Yoga is now at 13-10.
And Nioga, not a very easy team to beat at all. They really came to play, and they were knocking on the door of the Salukis every step of every second of this game, and they cut it short by three, by two, and by one multiple times, and then the Salukis just extended it out by 10. You look up and you see it was down. They were up by one or two, and then you look back up the next second. They had it back to 10 to 15.
Yeah, they scored real quickly. It was 48-47. They got, I think it was a three-point play, a basket and a free throw by Havel. And they got a couple of turnover steals and increased it back up to 10. And pretty much let it be that way for the rest of the game.
As
so he's 74-60.
And as we wait on Coach Brian Havel to make his way back up here, he's down there getting some pictures, it looks like. We'll take another quick two-minute break and be right back with the player of the game and words from Coach Brian Havel. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
This Tuesday, People's State Bank presents Pat the Plague. The Lawrenceville Indians will host the Red Hill Salukis in boys basketball this Tuesday night, and you get in free. Lawrenceville and Red Hill High School Fellowship of Christian Athlete Groups will be hosting a food drive at both schools leading up to the game and ask that anyone coming to the game bring a food item to donate to Fish and Loaves. Everybody gets in free thanks to People's State Bank.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying
press one, press two
phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where the Salukis win it here on senior night over the Nioga Indians, 74-60. And, Rob, we kind of agreed on the build-ups and Ford Tough Player of the Game tonight. I'll let you announce who we're giving it to.
Well, we had three seniors. One scored 24, Havel 24, 20 for Moore, and 14 for Connor McKinney. We're going to give – it's going to be try, you know – it's not a senior night. It wasn't their last home game. They had one more, but, you know, they led the team in scoring. You know, they've been doing that most of the year, so we're going to give players
to the trifecta.
Trifecta, yes, you know.
All three seniors down there, Connor McKinney, Parker Havilland, and Drew Moore. All three seniors, phenomenal job tonight, and couldn't ask for a better group of boys to have playing out there to kind of lead this team throughout the whole season and going to be through the postseason. So it's pretty good, pretty proud of them. They my first season with them, so a lot of firsts tonight.
Yeah,
but it was a good year so far, and it's not over yet.
No, we got four more, and I'm trying to get somebody's attention. Somebody get Brian to come up here.
And score updates from the Lawrenceville site, 47-31 in favor of Alney, the final over there. So Alney over the Lawrenceville Indians. And as we get Coach Havel to come over here, we'll go ahead and take one more quick break and be back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Hi, this is Debbie Beatles, Assistant Security Officer at Citizens National Bank of Albion, with more tips to help you prevent debit card fraud. Guard your debit card account and PIN number. Certainly do not give your PIN number to anyone over the phone. Always check your printed or online bank statements for unauthorized charges. Contact your bank immediately if your card is lost, stolen, or subject to fraudulent activity. Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC.
The Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic now offers extended services with extended hours. New hours of operation are 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Thursdays. Lab services are available Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until 3 p.m. Health clinic services include WIC, family planning and birth control, immunizations, drug testing, TB tests, and labs. The Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic is on Country Club Road in Lawrenceville. For more information, call 618-943-3302.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, as Coach Havel is making his way up here. Saluki's win it tonight, 74-60 over
the... He turned the light on back there, I think, so we can see to get in here.
Over the Neoga Indians as he was down there taking pictures as he is now joining us. Coach, congrats on the win tonight over a very tough Neoga Indians team.
Yeah, we knew they were tough and feisty. They had beaten Cumberland. That was one of the game films I had. They'd beaten North Clay just in their last game, and North Clay's a very good 1A school, and one thing that film doesn't really tell you is how fast they get the ball up the floor. They actually get the ball up the floor faster than any team we've seen all year. Number 20, he is a load. We knew that. And every time we seemed like we went on a run, they were able to match it, and we told the kids at halftime, we told them the third quarter, these guys are not going away. We have to keep playing basketball. And I thought, we switched up a little defensively in the fourth quarter, and I thought that bottled them up, and then we were able to finally get the separation we needed.
Well, thank you. 11 at the half went up by 15. They cut it to one, and then after timeout, you kind of regrouped. And then in the fourth quarter, you went to that 1-3-1 look like, and it looked like he hit one right at the beginning, but he didn't. He didn't. He didn't shoot the ball after that.
Yeah, I think we bottled him up pretty good.
Yeah, he got him
that.
Down low sometimes. And so you were able to hit free throws, and you had three seniors leading the way. First time we'd done this, we had the players of the game are the three seniors. Because they still got a home game to go, but still on senior night, it's a good thing for them.
Yeah, it was a special night for him, and I don't even know what the stats are. All I know is one of my assistant coaches said when the three seniors came out, he said it's pretty cool, all three seniors in double figures. Mm-hmm. And I said, that is cool.
I had... Parker with 24, Drew with 22, and Connor with 14. And, that's, 38, 760 or 74 points right there in the scoring load.
Looking at years to come, if Neoga's ever on the roster again, Reese Johnson, as you touched on it, going to be a force to reckon with. He was pulling up from the volleyball line beyond and anywhere on the court.
He was.
Really.
You had to find him. And if there, he got on a couple loose balls. We'd have it, they'd have it, and then we couldn't get matched up, and they kicked it to him. He was open, but he'll shoot it from anywhere, and he's a nice player.
He's just sophomore.
Yeah.
But great win tonight, and sorry we were unable to get to the Paris game. We were unaware of the start time, but good win over the Paris Tigers, and we will not be broadcasting the Tuesday game. That will be against the Lawrenceville Indians.
It'll be a simulcast, but Steve and Bill –
Is that our next game, Lawrenceville?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure about that.
Yeah, I don't know, you don't look at the schedule.
We're going to enjoy this one. Yeah. We got number 18, and each game's a stepping stone, and you know, we'll turn our attentions to Lawrenceville after tonight.
Well, Coach, good luck Tuesday night.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Radio Saluki Coach Brian Havel. The Salukis win it 74-60 over Nioga, improved to 18-8, and Nioga is now 13-10. Again, the leading seniors, Parker Havel with 24, Drew Moba 22, and Connor McKinney with 14. That tells the story right there. They scored 60-74 points. That would they equaled Nioga scoring with 60. So,
and it was a great night for them. And I mean, can't say more about this game. It was a hard fought game by all the players, yeah. And it was a tough one, nail biter the whole way.
Yeah.
And that'll just about do it here for us. And Rob, I think this is going to be a first time that we aren't the last ones out of the gym.
Yeah,
everybody's
yeah.
still down there taking pictures.
Pictures and everything like that. So you know.
So we're gonna try and pack up. And
somebody hadn't come out to ask for our picture or autograph yet either.
I know. It's disappointing.
What's wrong with you people?
So we're gonna try and pack up and get out of here before everybody else. For Bill Schroed back at the studio, keeping us on air. Always Rob McKinley. Good to have you back. Okay. I'm Ryan Seed saying, stay classy, Bridgeport.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Embraer Federal Credit Union, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI-TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Listen to Red Hill Saluki Basketball all season long here on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO, all part of DLC Media Sports, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Classic Country 99.3 FM and 910 AM.